Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is about the Baal Shem Tov. One year, everybody was davening. They asked me, Hashem, on Yom Kippur, that it should be a good year, a year of children, a year of health, a year of good parnasa, of everyone being able to earn enough money. And when it say your children, that people should have birth, should give birth to children. That's also only because of a great bracha from Hashem. And there was many people in that town, that area, unfortunately, that were not always able to have children when they wanted to. Sometimes their prayers were not answered. And sometimes people didn't have parnasa, they didn't have enough money to live nicely. And sometimes their health was not good. So one particular Yom Kippur, they were davening and davening and davening. And the davening wasn't exactly doing what we hope our davening will do. And the Baal Shem Tov saw that people were not davening enough, not davening enough mana, or not putting themselves into it enough, or maybe they were, but it still wasn't enough. It's a worrisome situation. All of a sudden, something good happened. And his son decided to answer the prayers of the year. What actually happened, Baal Shem Tov told everybody later, was there was a woman in the and she stood and watched the little davening. She saw people crying. She saw people sighing. She saw people crying and with all their heart, davening to Hashem, she did good year. They spoke about Baal Shem Tov. She realized that Shem Tov did not give a signal that Hashem was answering their prayer. Finally, she cried out with tears. She said, "Hey, Mr. Master of the Universe, the one above, look at your children crying. Such crying would even melt the heart of a mean king. Even it would melt the heart of the Tartar. Mean king, usually a mean king. But she did also start crying," she said, "of Abishter, master of the universe. This would even melt the heart of a mean." And as she said the words, the decree broke. Then, so to speak, got up from the throne of Din and spoke to the throne of Rachamim. Then decided that it would be a year full of bracha, a year full of women being blessed with children, couples being blessed with children, everyone having good health and having good pronunciation. This is the power of a simple the heart open, the heartfelt character. The simplest person can be so powerful. Of course, we should learn what Torah we can. No question about it. But nevertheless, Hashem wants the heart, as Baal Shem Tov said. We have to make sure, put our heart into it. And of course, if there's a person that doesn't have much Torah knowledge or any Torah knowledge, but still a Jew is a Jew. And the heartfelt Jew, the heartfelt prayer of a Jew can pierce the heavens. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.